Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, the Shanghai Composite Index of stocks fell more than 6%, the worst sell-off in months, and a big turnaround from Monday when stocks in China hit historic highs. James Arete is Shanghai correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. And James, I want to ask you about why the market crashed today, but let's start with why it was at record highs in the first place.
You have a situation where bad news has been good news. The economy of China is slowing quite a bit, and there's a widespread expectation that the government will do things to pump money into the economy, and that this money maybe will find its way into the stock market, which seems to have been happening. And there don't seem to be a lot of other investment opportunities for people who, even though the economy is slowing, continue to get more and more money.
Now, when you say there aren't many investment opportunities, we have been hearing in recent years that Chinese people have been just pumping their money into real estate, even real estate that they aren't using. Is that not happening anymore?
The real estate investment trend has slowed quite a bit. People have about as many apartments as they need. The feeling is that people don't want to be putting more and more money into the property market.
And what about out on the streets? Do you see signs that this is a record economy? Or as you say, is this bad news, is good news, that things really aren't that great for ordinary Chinese people?
Well, you do feel that it's not the go-go years of just a few years ago where people are throwing money around willy-nilly. We don't see lines at banks the way we would have seen a few years ago in terms of trying to get a hold of this bull market. But what you do see is everyone on their mobile phones trading stocks. And it is getting more and more obvious that the market is more of a part of people's lives here.
Okay, which brings us to today and a big drop, the biggest single day drop on the Shanghai Composite since January. What happened?
Well, it seems that the market had some stage fright. It was down 6.5% here in Shanghai, and that's the leading index. There are a number of reasons, but one of the big ones seems to be the way people have borrowed money to put it into the market, and some of the people who are lending money, the brokerages, are calling some of that in. But I think many people have been waiting for some kind of pullback in the market. And it's not clear that it's not going to bounce back. I mean, this is it's a big drop, but the market's still up more than 40% just this year.
But there are concerns, and I guess this is one of the reasons why people in the U.S. care about this, that this could be a bubble that would reverberate across the world if it were to pop.
Yeah, I mean, you have to care about the Chinese economy. It's the second biggest economy in the world. It's clearly slowing. And the stock market, if it's something that they can get to work correctly, it would really be quite an amazing thing, and it could really help the economy of China. If it does go bust, it would just be another bad sign about the Chinese economy, and that's why it affects the world economy. It's not as if everybody is looking at the Shanghai Composite Index in the same way that they would be the Dow Jones Industrial Average. But they do have to look at it as an indicator of, you know, what else is going wrong with the Chinese economy.
That's James Arete, Shanghai correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. James, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for speaking with me.